ABC Radio Australia.
Well, the Australian government has been accused of not doing enough to help Pacific countries face coronavirus. Countries in the region have been taking some pretty drastic steps in an effort to slow the spread of the highly contagious virus. There are fears that a significant outbreak would overwhelm health systems and damage vital industries. Now, despite the Pacific Step Up policy to work more closely with the region, the opposition in Australia says, though, that the government is, quote, missing in action. Our foreign affairs reporter Melissa Clark is in Canberra. Melissa, the Australian government is offering some support for the region. What exactly does it involve?
The Australian government responded to early requests from several Pacific countries for help with laboratory tests and protective equipment for health workers. Australia has also offered technical support for civil servants working on national response planning. So this is help for things like budgeting and communication and contingency planning. Australia and New Zealand are both jointly funding the World Health Organization's regional response plan. But we don't have a lot of details of precisely what all of this involves, such as how many people are going to be involved? Are they people already in country with diplomatic and aid roles, or are they extra hands heading into the Pacific? This was announced around 2 weeks ago, and we've had no further details since then.
Well, Melissa, do we know if this support is sufficient, given some of the limits of the health system in parts of the Pacific, to deal with any kind of major crises?
Well, the opposition in Australia is convinced it's deficient. I spoke to the Australian opposition's spokesman for the Pacific and International Development, Pat Conroy. He said what has been announced so far is welcome, but nowhere near enough.
They undoubtedly will help, but much more needs to be done. We need to urgently restore the aid cuts that have impacted on the Pacific. So for all the talk about the Pacific Step Up, I was just looking at the figures recently. Total health funding to the Pacific between 2014 and 2018 was cut by 10%. So while we're providing some short-term assistance to deal with this crisis, it's on the back of significant cuts to health assistance to the Pacific. So that's an urgent need to reverse those aid cuts as well.
What about beyond the immediate medical needs? The coronavirus could have or will have a very significant impact on tourism for many Pacific nations. We're already seeing announcements of cruise ships being banned from docking. We know that international travel has been greatly curtailed, and particularly from China, which has been a key source of tourism revenue for many Pacific countries. What sort of economic state are some of these countries going to be in once the coronavirus has passed?
In one word, it's a dire state. It's a dire state. We've got a lot of Pacific Island nations really rely on two industries, one being fishing, the other being tourism. So to take away tourism at the same time that climate change is impacting on fishing is really a massive, massive challenge. So we do need to think profoundly as a nation on how we support the economic rebuilding of this region, because, as you said, tourism has taken a massive kick and it's likely to for some time to run.
The Minister for the Pacific, Alex Hawke, hasn't been very visible in recent weeks. Should he be more forward-leaning in getting information out to the region?
Well, Minister Hawke is the public face of the government's Pacific Step Up, and unfortunately he's in witness protection. He constantly refuses to talk to the media about what Australia is attempting to do in the Pacific. He's constantly running from attempts to be held to account for the budget cuts and other policies that impact on our Pacific neighbours or climate policy. And he's missing in action in terms of basic provision of public information. If we've lost the public face of the Pacific Step Up, it's pretty hard for the rest of the Pacific to engage with us.